Thank you. Beautiful songs you prepared for us today to help us come closer to the throne of the Lord. We can worship Him, of course. And the Lord has spoken, you know. So we should be silent for the Lord more often, I guess. How many of you actually listen to the Lord 2 minutes a day? And do you believe that the Lord is a speaking God? He has spoken through your word, through His word. And, the team is resistance, resist the devil. It's not an easy team. It's not a theme we heard a lot about. You know, you don't want to hear it every Sunday, of course, but every now and then. How to resist the devil. To read from the Bible, of course. It's, of course, a biblical team. It's from Jacob 4, verse 6 till 8. God turns on the... He bestows mercy upon the meek. Subject yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee away. Come closer to the Lord, and he will come close to you. Clean your hands, sinners, and clean your hearts, double-hearted ones. Of course, we are the holy ones and the beloved ones of the Lord. But Jacob calls us sinners. And we are holy, holy ones, but we also sin. And maybe some of you have sinned last week. It happens. Above all, we are holy, of course, in the Lord, beloved by the Father. Resist the devil starts with accepting the law of the law of God. On the back, but you know, as you resist the devil, he will flee. The second part in the Bible, Ephesians 6, verse 10 till 13. It's like the part before he talks about the spiritual warfare, the spiritual armor. You know, and all of us as disciples of Jesus, we all sometimes experience spiritual warfare. It's normal to have it as a disciple. Look for your strength in the Lord. So, put on your armor of God so you can stand against the tricks of the devil. Our struggle is not against men, but against heavenly powers, rulers, and resist the day of evil, and you can be prepared with your spiritual armor. One Peter 5. He writes, be sober and vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, goes around as a roaring lion, looking for whomever he could devour. Now, he has only a little of time, and the devil is working hard to devour as many souls as he can. And what is what does Peter call upon us? Resist him. Steady in the faith, in the knowledge that the same suffering that you only experience the same suffering that our other brothers and sisters have in the world. And what does resistance mean? Sometimes you feel resistance towards certain people in your life. Hopefully not your brothers and sisters, but some people just feel a resistance. Or sometimes you walk into a room and you just feel something, a resistance. You know, it's a passive resistance. You know, but resisting the devil is much more an active posture. I want to give you some definitions of what resisting means. It means, as we read in Ephesians 6, being steadfast, don't be blown away by whatever happens. If you have temptation, just resist, you know. Don't don't give in to peer pressure. We are disciples of the Lord. We will not bow for the pressure of the group, but we can remain standing. Sometimes it feels like people are being brainwashed, you know, lies, fake news. We resist against that, you know. But it's an active posture that you have to take on. But how can we resist? How can we resist the devil? In my preparations, I was reading the New Testimony. There are 15 things that the Bible writes upon, but I will keep it at 7. So I want to just highlight the first 4. How to resist. You have to subdue yourself to the Lord. James 4:7. So subdue yourself to the Lord God Almighty. I want to be transparent about this. If you think that you can resist the devil without first being a servant of the Lord Jesus, it's not going to happen. What does it mean? What do the other translations say? Be obedient to the Lord. Surrender yourself to the Lord. It's just about being holy in your life. Doing what the God asks you to do. Yeah. The Lord says, whoever loves me keeps my laws. We are, as the Pentecostal people, we are mercy people. But Jesus says, whoever loves me keeps my commandments. Dear people, it's impossible. It's impossible to just say, Jesus, I love you in the Sunday morning, and the rest of the week just do your own bidding. You know, we have to clean up things in our lives, and that puts us in a place that we can resist the devil. Paulus says, if you keep on sinning, it becomes a habit, it can really take hold in your life. You know, this sin gives your territory away, and the sin becomes more active in your life and takes hold of you. Subdue yourself to the Lord, and it helps with resisting. The second one, the armor of the Lord. Your spiritual armor. Take them on. It says a lot. Ephesians 6 says a lot about spiritual warfare. We have to girdle our loins with the girdle of truth. Our armor is the shield of faith, the helmet of holiness. Now just read it. You know, six pieces of armor. Five of them are defensive, a helmet, armor, a girdle, shoes, and a shield. And the sixth one is, of course, a sword that we can attack. I think you should do it every day, you know, put on your spiritual armor. You know, you cannot fight without your armor. It is an urgent call that Paulus does. Put on your spiritual armor so that you can resist the devil. And of course, the sword of the Spirit. The Word of God. Our words don't matter a lot, but the words of the Lord, the devil hates it and flees away from it. Remind yourself as Jesus was baptized, and there was the dove, of course, and the Holy Spirit, and he went to the desert for 40 days. And after 40 days, the devil came to Jesus to tempt him. 3 times the Lord God Almighty was tempted. And Jesus always says, "It is written." It is written in the Bible. Jesus took up the sword of the Spirit and defeated the devil, resisted the evil one, hallelujah. And we as men are also tempted by the devil. But you know, you should take a hold of the sword of the Spirit, and that you go in the offensive. Comes to you and tempts you, and you take upon the sword of the Spirit, and he said, "No, because it is written, thou shalt not sin." No, that's of course what is written, you know. But if you say something like that, you're going to be in problems, you know, you're going to have troubles. And we have such simple children's songs. So of course there's a song that says, "Read your Bible, pray every day." It's not a law, it's just a basic principle. And there are people that have 5 or 6 Bibles, but they're covered in dust, and God is crying, of course. It's always the word of the Lord is meant to be opened. Sometimes if you read the Bible, time just flies away. Read your Bible, it's so important. I tell it to old people. I tell it to young people. So just read your Bible and pray every day. Be careful, be sober and vigilant, so be sober and vigilant. Lots of us are not sober. Lots of churches are not sober, you know. Sober and not using alcohol, but they're a little bit strange sometimes. After every tree there's a demon. And only one thing has to happen, and it's of course straight from the devil. You know, don't be afraid too much, you know, don't blame the evil wicked one for everything. And there was a man, he told me something. Wim, I came back from my home. I went to my house. I saw the devil sitting at my doorway, and I told him, what are you doing here? So I went outside, inside of the house, they blame me for everything. So it's a joke, of course. You know, be sober and vigilant. You know, sober in your teachings, you know, and vigilant. Another. So just be really vigilant, you know. Years ago, I was in South Africa, a research travel. We booked a night in the Kruger Park. It was a jungle hotel. And as I walked through the room, there were small signs on which was written, dear guests, this is a jungle garden. You were invited to walk, but remind yourself, there can be lions, hyenas, or leopards in the garden. So be careful. I'm just gonna walk, you know, I don't care. And I was walking through the garden, and I have to say, I was vigilant, so vigilant as that day. Every moment I could see a real lion or a hyena. But of course, the leopards lie in tree branches, and if they see you, they just jump on you, you know. So I was walking through the garden, super vigilant, you know, watching around. So I was very vigilant. Do you know the story? There was a man of God. He was traveling to an undiscovered tribe. And he walks a goat trail. And he sees a giant lion, a hungry lion. And the Lord shouted to him, Lord, please let me a Christian lion, Lord. And the Lord kneeled, crossed his arms and prayed. The lion prayed, Lord, bless this food. It's of course not a true story. But what really did really happen, there is a lion, a roaring lion. And what I see, he's truly preying on the young people. And I become emotional, of course, because I have my grandchildren, their teens and preteens. And I try to talk to them, of course, and sometimes I hear things, they say things, and I think, oh Lord God. Let them be sharp, Lord. That is my prayer. And pray it on your life, young people. Protect them. The dark one is like a lion. So young people, be wary. There is one that is there to destroy your life. Can make decisions that can really destroy the rest of your life. Be wary. There is a roaring lion. You don't have to be afraid. You have to be vigilant. be sober and vigilant. As you have to know whoever the devil is and how he works. It's important that you know who Jesus is. And then we have to, of course, know about the Lord Jesus first. You have to know him personal. Maybe there are here people today here that don't have a personal relationship with the Lord. I want to urge you, don't let the sun set before you've made the decision to let Jesus in your heart, that you will know him personally. It is truly so important. And it will be a long time nothing. Some people, they don't think the devil is real anymore. And I was in a congregation. People just became a little cynical. What are you laughing about? Yeah, you know. These days, I look upon the devil completely different. I don't believe in him anymore. I say, okay, that's your problem. You know? Of course, the devil does believe in us. He knows that we are Christians. And in America, half of the Christians don't really believe in the devil as a fallen angel that really exists. But, you know, if the devil was not real, then what's the sacrifice of the Lord? You know, Jesus was fasting for 40 days. Truly believe that Jesus was talking to somebody that this is not real. Well, he is an evil power. And Jesus calls him. He's a commander of the world, so it's a little bit strange, of course. It's sad but true. We live in occupied territory. The shalom of the Lord is in us, that is true. But all around us, we live in a war-torn world. The world is not set free, you know, it's reigned by governments and things. John says, he who is evil himself, he's the great dragon and the old snake, the devil, the Satan, the people killer, the father of all lies. Truly evil, super evil. So he is the devil and the Satan, as it says in the Bible. A liar and a murderer. And we have to know how he operates. what are his tactics? You know, we as spiritual Christians have to put on our spiritual armor. His methods to destroy people, holy people, people that are the disciples of Jesus, to take them away from the Lord and this evil creature. It's more than 6,000 years experience seducing humans. He knows our weaknesses. He knows. He has his hellish ways. In 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, we have to be wary that Satan does not use us. We know what he wants. Misleading us, he misled Adam and Eve. Does the devil not mislead us, twisting the words of the Lord? We are Protestants are happy that there is a new Pope. It's a little strange actually. But there's also temptation. Remember as Joseph was tempted by the wife of Potiphar. And Joseph was tempted day and night. And as Joseph, the young people are also tempted day and night. There's of course opposition. And Paulus writes, I want to go towards you, the people of Corinthians, but the Satan resisted somehow. Others could not come. Of course, intimidation. Like Goliath was intimidating. He is, of course, the persecutor of the brethren. Accuses Joshua of all kinds of things as he is in the court of the Lord, in the heaven, I guess, in the spirit, or in real life, of course. And the devil is just talking to God about how all the things Joshua did wrong. You know, he does the same with us, maybe. God says, I already know. He is my child and my holy one. And Jesus rises up and says, you know, he's our advocate in heaven. And then the devil has to flee, of course. There's no accusation that can hurt us. You know, and then he sneaks into your mind and he starts accusing you. just puts his evil thoughts in our minds. Accusing us of our sins as we try to worship. Sometimes I'm going Sunday to a service and I pray that the words of my lips will be blessed, Lord, in the spirit of the Holy Spirit, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And suddenly I think about the evil things I said to my wife. Sometimes I curse at her a little bit. The devil is an accuser. Just resist him, you know. In front of the throne of the Lord, justice is found. Take the sword of the Spirit and say, it is written, for those who are in Christ, they are holy for always. So flee away. Persevere now, be vigilant and pray. It is what Jesus says to the disciples as he the last day fell asleep. You know, be vigilant and pray upon so that you will not be tempted. Read your Bible, pray every day. So we have taken on the armor of the Spirit. And I ask you on all occasion, with all prayer and smaker, plead for the Lord in the Spirit, be vigilant and do it for all the holy ones. Your Bible, pray every day, that is the most important. And if you don't pray, it will make you spiritual weak. Then Satan laughs at our toiling, mocks our wisdom, but trembles as we pray. You know who you are in Jesus Christ. He has some power, he has his tricks, but the power is broken by the all-powerful Jesus Christ, and we sing it in a song, the beautiful name of Jesus, there is no equal, there is no rival. Sometimes people refer at the struggle, the battle, but Satan is already defeated, of course. It's not exciting. You know, Jesus did it. He completed everything. nothing is like the great power of the Lord. So we have to know our position in Jesus Christ. As we are one in Jesus, we share the position that the Lord has. It is written in Romans 8, verse 37, that in all of this, we are more than conquerors by Him that saves us, saved us, loved us. Jesus that loved us, we are victorious. Yes, completes us. You know, Jesus is high above all the powers. And as we are in Jesus, we are also far above all the powers. That is our position. More than conquerors. Sometimes we struggle a little bit. But then there's Jesus that lifts you up always. And helps us to get up. Because we are one in Jesus. Dear children, you are from God, and you've conquered them. For He who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Don't ever forget it, you know. Sometimes the devil can intimidate you, persecute you, try to convict you. But Jesus did it all, and He who is in you is greater than the one that is outside. And we start with Jacob 4, verse 7. Subdue yourself to the Lord, to the Lord God. Resist the devil, and he will flee you, flee from you. Remind yourself that the devil flees from us because he is afraid. It is our calling to bring light to the workings of the evil one. The light is always stronger than the dark. We are bearers of light. Resist. The devil will flee. It's just so important that we just take on the spiritual armor, do what God wants, be vigilant, that we pray, that we know the word of the Lord, and that we know our position. Oops. At last, you bring sin to your life, the evil one can take hold of your heart, has some entrances in your heart, in your life, things that you are weak in. Of course, lots of men, that part is sex, porno, but it can be everything, you know. Maybe it's your marriage, your loneliness, some other sin, maybe it's your vanity, whatever it is. I want to invite you, not going to make too much trouble about it. If you want to be a disciple of the Lord, a holy one, that is resisting the devil, put everything under your throne. I want the victory that the Lord has for me. I want to ask you to stand up and prepare to. We're going to pray for you and the things that you are weak. If you really need it, I need this impulse. I want to be a holy one that lives in freedom, in shalom. Resist the devil. I want to be with Jesus Christ more than victorious. And maybe there are parts of your life where you have troubles. Just get up and let there be prayer. I'm going to ask the people of the prayer team. Just pray. Young and you need power, come forward. Let them pray for you.